Allah Almighty sends His mercy to spread over your son from now up to end of the world. He may be under His protection here and hereafter. الحمد لله الذي هدانا للإيمان والإسلام. We are thankful to Allah Almighty that He guided us and grant us إيمان and إسلام. That is biggest grant from Allah Almighty to anyone from His servants, to be guided to Iman and Islam. And we are thankful, endlessly thankful to Allah Almighty that He granted us to say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That millions of people, their tongues can't speak that holy words, but we can speak so easily, and we are saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَشَرَّفَنَا بِنَبِيِّهِ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Also Allah Almighty just granted us to be His most praised messenger and servant, most respected servant, most praised servant, most honored servant and messenger in divine presence, so that no one can be like Him. Allah Almighty is one, and Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one also. Can't be another Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Almighty, He sent His messengers to hold mankind time by time through centuries and thousands of years. For what? To remind them they are servants for their Lord, to remind them that they are not created for dunya, but created for His divine service, that you are His servants. For that purpose, He was sending thousands and thousands messengers to mankind, and most respected and honored and praised messenger, Sayyidina Muhammad, peace be upon him. Also, he had been sent. And Allah Almighty just gave to every messenger a number of servants. Even maybe the day of resurrection, Yawm al-Qiyamah, one prophet may come and he had only two or three ones following him. And for the seed of prophets, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, coming and his nation, Yawm al-Qiyamah, Yawm al-Mahshar, the day of resurrection. According our traditional knowledge, Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of resurrection or judgment day, Mahkamat al-Kubra, the greatest judgment day, whole nations coming from beginning Adam up to end of the world should be 120 rows. Divinely presence for their judgment. Allah Almighty granted to most honored prophet for him to be that day 80 rows only for his nation. 80 rows. And 123,999 prophets, nations going to be only 40 rows. And the honors of Ummah, the honor of nations, going to be according to the honor of their prophets. So that some of them going to be much more honored than others. But most honored Ummah, Ummah to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is coming through traditional knowledge, that I mean to say traditional knowledge, knowledge of heavens, knowledge of holy books. I am sorry to say that now in our days, through East and West, through higher schools or through universities, they are not accepting what brought prophets or what just sent to prophets from heavens to be said that they have a value as a knowledge. They are not declaring
acknowledgement.
They are not acknowledging, not accepting what prophets just brought from knowledge. They are saying, no, we can't accept this books. We are only interested what it is on earth, from rocks, from minerals, from plants, from animals. That is our interest only, nothing else. What we are looking, it is knowledge. are not declaring, acknowledging what coming to prophets. That means they are not believing that Allah Almighty just sent holy books from heavens to his servants to teach them whom they are and for what they have been created and from where they are coming, for what they are on earth through this life, who bringing them to life and who taking them away from life. Here perhaps 500 people. I don't think that maybe one person that he was born at the beginning of 20th century, 1900. I don't know if anyone here, 100 years old person. And I don't know that after 100 years after, if anyone from these people going to be in existence. So that we are going to be on earth through this life between two nothing. We were nothing, we are not in existence before 100 years ago, and after 100 years ago also we are going nothing. If you are saying that you are existence from your parents, that your parents can't keep themselves and I am in existence. Because so many foolish people, they are saying this, that they are like plants growing and then finishing. No, they are not grass, they are not ordinary animals, they are not like rocks. No, they are something else that we have been created. Such a knowledge that must ask everyone and must learn about it. It is taken away from universities. They are saying, no, we are not interested in such a things. Let old-fashioned people. And I am asking, what new fashioned people, what they bringing? What they brought? New fashioned people. What bringing graduated from universities to mankind? Whole goodness and kindness and mercy coming from heavens. But those people whom they are denying everything about holy books, what they are bringing, what they are doing, for what they are living. Holy books, asking to people, asking from them to live for their Creator, for their Lord Allah Almighty. But universities and what they are teaching their students, they are teaching that you must live only for yourself. Someone else? Do you think so? Everyone trying to learn more and more for what? To live for themselves, to reach high ranks, to reach more richness, to reach more what their egos asking, what their desires reaching. For their egoistic desires and physical desires, that is their aims. They are living for that. They are living for themselves. Because then that teaching, only teaching them that you must reach to that degree for yourself. Not for anyone else. That is the wrong idea. That you are sending your children for high education, you are saying. You are saying it is not enough in a cap tower to learn, we must send them to America, to London, to Europe in such a way to learn much more. For what I am asking? Someone coming to me and saying today, just I giving, sacrificing everything for my child, I am giving to him high education, but now just he left me and he left his parents, his home, and escaped. Daughters, girls or boys, same idea, that they are giving high education, so big, high educated, my son, my daughter. What happened after? Crying and coming to me, oh Sheikh, pray for me, because just I gave high education. High educated daughter just left her home, just left her parents and running away after some Nasara or something to Christian. That is high education. That is honor. That had high education teaching them to do like this. Yes, they are learning that. They are learning that they must live for their Creator, for divine service. No, they are saying that we must live for ourselves. And if they are reaching to high education, they are doing finally this. If not, Western countries people, they are complaining, also coming to me and complaining that 10 years old, their children escaping, leaving their homes and running away. And they are saying, we must go away from you. We are fed up from you. We must be free from you, oh our parents. Finish. That is new education, high education. 10 years, 11 years, 12 years, children, boy or girl, running away. Because Shaitan and Shaitan's teaching calling them to come and to live dirtiest life. When they are escaping, falling in a dirtiest life. Dirtiest life? You have channels? What is that? From homes running dirty water.
Sewage.
There is big rats. You know rats, big rats, not Mickey Mouse. be quiet. They are living in sewage. They are jumping in it like fish and swimming and eating and making bath and getting out, and they are saying, any creature like ourselves, happy. That dirtiest sweet making them so happy, like grand people, when coming in it and getting out, they are saying, oh. More than sweat, dirtiness, Shaitan calling youngsters to a dirty life, as well as happening. Dirtiest life, dunya daniya, lowest level of life. That is their teachings, oh people. Therefore they never accepting to be said through universities the name of Allah or the name of Creator. Why we are sending them there? Allah should ask heavenly teachings, you must teach them for whom you have been created, to teach them that you must live for your Lord, for Allah. That is Islam. That is Sharia teachings and Tariqah teachings, much more strict to carry people to their Lord's worship. Sharia is saying 5 times, Tariqah saying you must keep also Sunnah. That is only difference between Tariqah and Sharia. People, they have wrong understanding about Tariqah. And mostly they are asking to deny Tariqah. It is the essence of Sharia. Sharia saying 5 times you may pray. If one wudu, you may pray 5 times. Tariqah saying, no, if you have wudu, you may renew it for every time. Sharia is saying, you may pray everywhere. You are praying, Tariqah saying, no, you must come to Jama'at, to pray with Jama'at. Sharia is saying to you, you may eat from morning up to evening, eating and drinking from halal, it is halal. But Tariqah saying, no, we are not created for eating and drinking. Because if you are thinking that just you have been created for eating and drinking and dancing, you are on same level with kafir. Cattle, you are saying, one way, so many. I look today, your money. Only today, 10 days, I saw your money. Never saw their money. Yeah, looking. Horns, one animal, terrible animal. It was $100.
Red.
I am here. From where they are bringing that Torah? One saying that to remind people that they are like this. Modern people, they must be on that level. Look, they are only eating, drinking, and getting fat. 20th century, millennium, second millennium people must try to help, to feed themselves, to be like this. Look. From the honor of being human nature, 20th century's high education asking to bring people lowest level, the level of animals. It is honor animal also. Because we are mutton. It was the picture of mutton.
Sheep.
It's a sheep with horns.
Get sheep with horns, yes.
Yeah. It was on it. To remember that you must eat mutton always. Not plants. Plants for animals, for vegetarians. But for lions, mutton. To bring, that is halal animal, they are eating, but the rest, you are not eating. Rest life, lowest, dirtiest level they are living in it. And high education, that they are never giving any knowledge to students to say Allah. They are coming on the level of rats. I am sorry to say this, but that they are running to that level. We are not happy that our children to come on that level. No. Some years ago, I was in New York, in UN building. They called me to make a visit inside UN. And I said, I interest also to look in it. We were in on the main entrance, some of our people asking to pray Zuhur prayer there. And suddenly, like big bear, guardians shouting and running on them, saying, no, no one can pray here. No one can say here Allah. It is just prohibited to be said here. The name of God can't enter through this building. He was saying, one UN, second universities, prohibited to be said there. Name of God, God. Live to say Allah, even they are not happy to be said God. What do you think? What they are doing for the benefit of nations, UN, if they are not declaring and respecting their Lord's honor and his name, who is going to help them? Only Shaitan. Therefore they are supported Shaitan, not Allah. And through universities also, high education just supported by Shaitan, not by Allah. Astaghfirullah. Million times astaghfirullah. Allah never supported universities, never supporting UN. Yes. We have been honored to be from the nation of the seal of prophets. And it is so high honor that as mentioned through Holy Quran, that Allah Almighty just calling the souls of all prophets and making his oath with them to give them prophecy or prophethood. And he was asking, are you accepting my oath to be prophets to my servants? All of them, they were saying, oh our Lord. And Allah Almighty taking their oath for the seed of prophets, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if they are not giving their oath that they should be follower of most honored prophet, Allah Almighty never granted prophecy to anyone from thousands of prophets. They said, oh, yes. Then Allah Almighty, when he was declaring the honor of his most beloved prophets, honor, they are saying, oh our Lord, if you are giving us khiyar to choice, to choice, we are choosing to be from his nation an ordinary person instead to be one prophet. But if you are putting on ourselves without our choice, we are accepting what you granted to ourselves. You understanding what I'm saying? That prophets, they are looking for the honor of one of Ummat Muhammad, one person, ordinary person, simple, humble servant, much more honored. They are asking to be an ordinary servant from Ummat Muhammad, from his nation. But Allah Almighty say no. Thus I granted to my most beloved servant a nation, and I have been honored them with my most honored servant. That honor for themselves, for his nation, but I granted to you honor to be my prophets to my servants. Believers, you must believe in your holy books. Islam is not only a outlooking forms, but Islam coming to give to your hearts a satisfaction. Ala bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, to make the name of Allah Almighty through your minds, through your hearts, through your running blood, through your body, running blood, to run and say Allah, Allah, Allah. That is perfection of Islam. That its aim to make your heart for your Lord only, not for dunya. All believers, we are living in a time that truth just lost. And I am sorry to say that defenders of truth also disappeared. It is my honor to be said Haqqani. Haqqani means defenders of truth. Therefore I am asking from all of you to be defenders of truth only, nothing else. If anyone saying to you in such a way, listen to him and obey to him. If not saying they are munafiq. I am calling you to be defenders of truth that Sayyidina Muhammad just brought it from his Lord, and whole Sahabas, they were with him with the truth and coming up today. Even billions of people running away from truth, but Allah Almighty giving good tidings to his seal of prophets, that should be even a handful of people, a group of people from your nation always carrying flag of truth and going to be defenders of truth. You must try to be from them or to be with them. It is difficult to be from them, but it is easy to defend from him and to be follower them and to be supporters. I am not saying that I am from that group, but I like to be. Therefore, it is an honor to be said for me Haqqani, defender of truth. And I like to be with them, and you may do that through your hearts. O Allah, make ourselves defenders of truth that just been sent from heavens to your much most beloved servant, Sayyidina Muhammad. If anything wrong I am saying, oh people, say that I am saying out of Sharia, out of order of Allah, because some people fighting me here and they are giving bad judgment on me. I am sorry. I am here for Allah Almighty's grant. After 8 years I am here, and he is making me to address to you, and I am happy that every night hundreds, perhaps thousands of people hearing, and they are accepting, they are giving their judgment what I am saying. If I am saying something that you are conscious not accepting, please say, oh Shaykh, you are wrong. But so many, not so many, a few people that they have been rented by Shaytan doing bad things. But I think so, cursing coming on them, and they should be thrown away from Cape Town, from everywhere. And absolute judgment for my Lord Allah Almighty. Amen. And we are saying Allah, Allah, Allah.